Okay. Now, where do these revenue shortfalls come from? Part of the problem is revenue. All five of the stations are running behind projections for revenue so far. The stations farthest behind in revenue projection are BAI and PFW. Much of this is due to underperforming fund drives. Also, other revenue lines are below expectations, donations, major donor. All right, so yeah. Then the other key contributor to our missing our budget targets is overspending on salary lines. This is the key problem at KPFA, where they've overspent their salary line by almost $300,000. At KPFA and BAI, we've overspent our salary lines somewhat, but not to that degree. KPFT is actually spending less than their salary line, and the other units are basically about where they're supposed to be. Can I?
No. So Jamie, is national office revenue, is that central services overhead?
That's central services and other areas where they get income. You know, I haven't looked at the national office detail in that much detail. It's worth further examination. But remember, national office is a little different because when the stations book income, it's actually income that's cash. But when national office books income, it's accrued income that it's supposed to have gotten from the stations that it may or may not have gotten. So national income is accrued and station income is actually real. Oh, expenses. Oh, these are non-salary expenses. Sorry. And basically, all the stations are pretty much on target for their non-salary expenses. Once again, the national office is ahead of budget for non-salary expenses, and I'm not sure why that is. But they're doing better than expected. Okay, the last point is a cash forecast. I'd like to point out to everybody, a couple weeks ago, we got a cash forecast from national office that projects $533,000 network-wide at the end of the year. That's 2 weeks spending for Pacifica Foundation. That's very, very little money. That's about one-fifth as much money as we had at the end of the year two years ago. This number has actually gone up because we did this line of credit thing, so we're going to have more like $800,000 cash. But it's still low. And I think I went through the rest of these points when we looked at the first slide. But anyway, this minuscule level of clash is quite a worry. We've also talked about the short-term money plans. You know, we haven't made any decisions in national finance, but we could get short-term money through a loan, which is probably unlikely to happen. We can do extra fund drive days, which may work, but it has its own flaws. And interdivisional transfers from the stations that do have cash, that has its own set of problems.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is a slide I just made for you, Jim.
Jim,
this is your slide here. You asked what the central services get spent on. So this is what I did is take all the expenses through June this year in National Office and Pacifica Radio Archives, which get paid for, much of them get paid for by central services. So you can see where the money goes. Maybe 30% of it goes to salary. About 25% goes to Democracy Now. Maybe 10% goes to insurance, 5% to audit, 5% or a little less to pay for us, the national board. And then more Pacifica Radio Archives salary. And that's basically where central services goes.
Jamie, can we get a copy of this?
Yeah, I'd be happy to email this to the board.
Oh, hey, thanks. Thank this would be good. Jamie. Yeah.
But I don't know that we can take questions.
Nice job, Jamie. Very good.
Madam Chair, can we ask some questions? Oh, you don't want to take questions now. Are we asking questions, Madam Chair? Madam Chair, may we ask? I'm asking. Speaking through to the chair. Make some questions.
Okay.
Andrea,
yeah. It would be great to have questions, uh-huh. But only if the whole board can understand the answers and be part of the dialogue. Until we can hear each other and have a dialogue, we'll just have to get through our reports. There's nothing we can do unless you can think of a solution.
I can hear you.
Okay. Are you done, Jamie? One moment.
If the audience, if we could get the audience to keep quiet, Madam Chair, can we please at least be able to dialogue?
Grace.
Andrea, you can have a minute to try to appeal to the audience. Okay. If we can have quiet from the audience, we can have a real meeting.
Grace.
Can you, is the mic on? Okay. What if hello, everybody. What if the, Grace?
Yes.
What if we suspend the rules and do what with George? What he said earlier about opening it up to them?
I think we should just continue with the meeting.
Yeah, I really would like to ask some questions. Some of us are just as concerned on the board here as you are. So if we can go ahead and try to ask a few questions. Yeah, well, I understand the frustrations. Okay, thank you. All right, so we do have some, we have a second here.
Grace?
Just, yeah.
Grace?
Okay.
Go ahead.
What is it, Nia?
Yeah. I was going to, hello, everyone. Hello, everybody. Hello. How would this help if we opened it up and include questions? Afia, saying, oh, please to me is not going to help the situation. So if you have a better solution than what I'm offering, then you have a mic, then you may certainly state it. Right now, I'm offering my solution. And that is, if that would help, if we included the audience like George said earlier. I objected to George's because wasn't finished, and I wanted her to finish. So let's do that. Maybe that will help. Open it up to them and let them say what they had to. Yeah, and will you tell this member to please call your vice chair to order? She keeps saying please in my ears. So how about that?
No. Joe Wanzala is the vice chair. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Joe, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Joe. Sorry about that. I forgot. So how about that?
Okay. So can we move advance?
Okay.
I move that we open it to let the listeners ask us questions. Those who want to answer, can answer.
I second that.
Okay. I would like some parameters here. If we're going to have discussions, we can have 5 minutes of questions from the audience for each discussion item. As long as the audience is respectful of the discussion, otherwise we're not going to be able to have much discussion.
Yeah, but just a second. Just a moment. Just a moment.
All right.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Okay. Hello. Hello. Okay.
Yeah. Can the one board second, ask Rico. Questions first?
5 minutes. You see, this is what provokes them. 5 minutes is unrealistic. You know, that's 5 minutes. 5 minutes aren't going to do it. Maybe 15 minutes? Oh, George said something?
You can't control your people, you guys. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Okay. All right. There's a motion on the floor. What is the time you want to have? Is the motion for 15 minutes of questions?
Yeah. Maybe 15 minutes? How about 15 minutes?
Are there going to be replies to the questions or only questions?
Okay. 15 minutes? 15 minutes?
We can
15 minutes. And turn the lights on. 15 minutes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I was just trying to get
folks,
the board
15
to have
minutes.
Dialogue first. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I wasn't.
All right, there's a motion on the floor to allow 15 minutes of questions. Is this a dialogue or just questions?
I'd like to amend that it be questions and answers, and that the listeners get to choose who answers.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, that's fine. So it's 15 minutes of questions and answers. If that's the amendment. Is anyone going to second that amendment?
Second?
Okay, are you second? Is anyone seconding that amendment?
I'll second it.
Okay. Okay, fine. So is there any opposition to that amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's take a hand vote on that. All in favor of Leslie's amendment, please raise your hand.
It takes a two-thirds vote. We're changing the agenda.
No, we haven't yet. It just takes a vote.
Okay. That's four in favor. Okay.
It does fine.
Raise your hand if you're opposed.
I don't know what it is.
One, two, three, four, five. Okay. All abstentions to Leslie's amendment.
I was just trying to get
all right.
the board
the,
to have
the motion. The amendment fails. We're back to Nia's motion, which is to have 15 minutes of questions from the audience. It's been seconded by Rico. This needs a two-thirds vote to change the agenda. All in favor, please raise your hands.
Roll call vote.
And what?
Billy.
What is it?
Billy.
One, two, three, four, five, six. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, all opposed, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3. All right, any abstentions?
Point of information.
One abstention. Okay.
Is this just going to be questions from the audience? Or
yes. That's the.
And we're going to respond or we're not?
Yeah, the question and answers, I said.
Okay, and Grace will choose who's going to respond.
All right.
But
all right.
Madam Chair, when that's done, may we
have
can we go back
minutes.
To Finance Committee questions?
Yeah, can we go back to Finance? Yeah.
We don't know.
We don't know?
We don't know because we don't know.
That was my original question.
Yes, I understand.
You know.
Well, let's
right.
do this first, and then we'll see.
Okay.
Okay. Who wants to ask questions from the audience? Okay. Line up one at a time. It's a total of 15 minutes.
Who's the timekeeper on this? You want to be timekeeper?
That's right. I'm leaving in 15 minutes.
Hello.
I can't hear you.
I was at.
Do we have a timekeeper, Madam Chair?
Madam Chair. Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I think we should count and see how many speakers we have so we can decide how long they can speak so that we can hear as many of them as possible.
Okay. We'll limit the number of speakers to 10. That's to 15. 1 minute each. That's it. That's all we can have. So start with your question, please.
I'd like to know the exact nature of Bernard White's problem is alleged cancer of the prostate. I myself have seated prostate.
That's a personnel
and because
matter.
It could affect the thinking of a person.
Come on, Monroe.
But what happened was I was at the Newark. I was at the Newark PBA.
Oh no! Down.
Pacifica board meeting that you're out in Newark. And,
no. Time.
Shut
time.
Up.
Time.
I was at a Newark meeting, and Bernard had a roll of paper, and he said he had the new program in this roll of paper, and he handed it to Tony.
Time.
And
okay.
Time.
Time is up. Thank you. Next question. Next question.
Next speaker, take to the mic, please.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Can I just remind people that if one person takes up too much time, that means the last person is not going to have any time.
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
Go ahead, Mitchell.
That's right.
Hi. My question for Jamie, I assume that when we're talking about having questions, it should be on the topic that the board is discussing at the moment, correct? So we're discussing the budget now. So my question for Jamie is, and you posted a number on the bar graph of people below the line all running deficits or apparent deficits for this year. How do other years impact on that, number one, from reserves and others? And number two, what are the consequences? We'll just deal with BAI now because that's what I'm familiar with. What are the consequences for WBAI if it doesn't increase its deficit to get rid of its deficit?
Okay, next question.
Okay, in the 30 years that I've been a listener of BAI, there were years when I was able to make very large contributions. I never got any power from it. I was never interested in any power. I was just interested in being a listener. But I'm concerned now, and I'd like to know if Steve Brown is underwriting some of what's going on now, because I'm concerned that he's not only a contributor, but that he's interested in personal power.
Thank you. Next question. Go ahead.
Uli Geist, a long-time listener to WBAI, and I'd like to know from you, Ms. Aaron, why Bernard White was fired from BAI and also Tony Rattle. And I'd like to get an answer for that. We haven't gotten that answer yet.
Thank you. Next question.
Achieng Rambo, long-time listener and supporter of WBAI. I'm very disturbed about what has happened recently within BAI.
Please speak
up. I'm very
up.
Disappointed about what has taken place in BAI with regard to the firings and bannings of producers and others in the station. Management, okay. I wanted to ask why, if the Pacifica is running on such a deficit, how come you are able to come and meet in this most expensive of world cities on the Upper East Side? I'd like to know how much this is costing us. We're the ones who contribute. Will we get an answer as to why New York was chosen and how much it's costing? Thank you.
Thank you. Next question.
I'm Lawrence Reyes from KPFK, and I just want it noted that when this was approved for listeners to ask questions, a representative from my station, Sean Casey O'Brien, left the room. I'm glad that he's back. Since we're in a crisis, Grace, I'm wondering why, how unethical or how ethical it is for you to draw a salary. Second, my second question is, why would you meet in a hotel that refused to house Fidel Castro when he came to address the United Nations? This is a progressive organization. I know there are some board members who are anti-communist. Thank you, 15 seconds. Who are anti-communist, and perhaps this is why we're meeting at a hotel that rejected to house the man that has confronted the beast, the U.S. empire. And I'm wondering, I'd like you to answer the question, Ms. Aaron, Why are you drawing a salary? Do you need the money?
Thank you. Next question. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because you've only got 15 minutes, that's why. We're going to answer your questions afterwards.
Okay. Go ahead.
Probably the two most difficult jobs in the foundation are CFO and station manager. I want to know why there hasn't been a serious effort to put permanent persons in place in the CFO position and in the general station manager's position at WBAI. If we're in such a crisis, one person can't do two jobs. It's inconceivable. And for us to expect that we're going to really turn this thing around, we need to have permanent people in those positions who have a resume and a history of success in performing those services at other locations. And we don't need a situation where we have one person doing two jobs, neither of which they may have performed before in their history. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question.
Before you speak, point of information, Chair, point of information. Is someone writing the questions down?
I hope
so. No, because they don't really plan to answer them.
We'll have to remember the questions. Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Thank you.
I'd like a question as I would like the
Leslie's
question is
writing
why
them down.
Grace Aaron, who was elected chair of the board and volunteered to work as IED, was retroactively brought in on salary on a motion. I think Rico Ross might have been the person to introduce that motion, and then the whole thing ran into executive session. So I'd like her to offer to give that money back to the foundation because she's not earning it. And frankly, you weren't hired for it. Your qualifications have never been examined, and what little I know does not encourage me to believe that you're qualified. Your actions speak very loudly. Who's paying for Laverne? Well, housewives actually do contribute something to society. I'm not sure that is the case here. At any rate, Laverne Williams, who's paying for her travel, flitting back and forth across the country, doing nothing useful in either office? Who's paying for Tony Bates? What is his salary? That's a management position. The jobs, of course, were never posted, but we know all you need is a loyalty oath, not actually qualifications, to get a job in the new Pacifica. Who's paying his salary for June when he was in L.A.? The monies that were raised at WBAI when your attempt to lock the transmitter room, change the locks on the transmitter room.
Serene, your time
in
is
early
up.
April. That $30,000-something was raised in those early mornings. That money is the same kind of outpouring from our listenership.
Give other people a chance to ask
that
questions.
That money represents the same kind of outpouring from our listenership that happened in May.
Your time
it
is up.
It represents their intention to retain local control. So you guys have no idea who you're
Serene,
dealing
your
with.
Time is
Be
up.
Warned. Your time is up.
And fortunately, there are over 500 people who attended our meeting last week who agree with Serene. Your time is up. Nobody appreciates the way that you guys have tried to purge without any kind of due process every dissenting voice at WBAI. I am a member of a local station board finance committee. I've been unable to go to a meeting for the past 2 months because I've been banned. I'm Io Harrington. Without any explanation, without any reason, without any contact with me personally whatsoever. And I do want to know why when you brought Laverne Williams here, she showed up at a finance meeting the other day with no budget, no explanation about the status of premiums, no explanation or discussion about the status of bills or anything else. When this body requires a budget to be passed and put in effect for 2009-2010 by September. And she brought nothing. She has no experience, and her time is the time that should be up.
Thank you. All right.
How much time? How much time?
Start. You have 1 minute.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me, please, folks. Hello.
Okay, we got
back
1 minute.
Back in April, I believe April 2nd or 3rd, when Ms. Ahrens came to the station with the crew that basically raided WBAI. That evening, there was a finance committee meeting, and at the finance committee meeting in April at WBAI, I volunteered to review the lease. I have 38 years experience in the title insurance business. I'm third generation in the title insurance business. I consult with lawyers about commercial triple net leases and other real estate instruments on a daily basis back to when I was 22 and I'm 55. I offered to review the lease and see if I could find an exit strategy or renegotiation strategy for referral to you guys to employ free of charge. And I asked for copies of the relevant documents. 2 days later, I got a copy of the lease, I believe, the next day or 2 days later, and I reviewed it the following weekend and developed a memorandum that requested further information. Number one, the tax abatement agreement that's screwing BAI in favor of Silverstein, the developer who owned the World Trade Center. And number two, the taxpayers of the city of New York getting screwed. The agreement for that I wanted to see, and I wanted to see the pattern of performance under the lease. I asked again at the PNB meeting of Grace in Berkeley on April 25th, I believe, and I sent subsequent follow-up. To date, no one is looking at it. The reason that they're taking over the network is because BAI is going broke, and the reason BAI is going broke, this is their myth, is because of the lease. That's the reality of it. I offer to solve the problem. They're not interested 4 months later.
Your time is up.
Following up on that point, I want to know why Jamie and Grace and this board majority have shown absolutely no interest in dealing with one of the fundamental sources of BAI's financial crisis, which is the fact that its fixed expenses on the premises on Wall Street and the transmitter are four times greater than that of any other Pacifica station. And there are members of the local station board minority that were prepared to work with General Manager Tony Riddle, who was also ready and able to do a capital campaign. This was systematically ignored and denigrated and put down as something that's utterly unrealistic when we have a huge number of very supportive listeners, some of whom have a lot of money, that would donate to a capital campaign. So I want to know why that's been completely ignored. And I also want to know why this local board ignored the mandate from the national board to create an off-air fundraising strategic plan, which many of our folks really worked hard with the general manager and the staff, paid and unpaid, to develop a very creative platform of ideas that could have worked, but they were totally neglected and thrown off the agenda for month after month. And finally, the last point that Io raised about the Finance Committee recently, a shameful performance by the interim general manager, LeVarne Williams, where direct questions that are of relevance to the Finance Committee about where money came from to create brand new jobs when there's been huge layoffs over the last 6 months, where was the money and why weren't they posted according to station and Pacifica procedure, she refused outright to answer them, which is an unacceptable attitude
Thank
for
you.
Any
your,
manager.
Thank you. Your time
in this
is
network.
Up. Next question.
All right, I think it's important to know more about the actual financial problems that occur in the premium financing. 15 to 17 years ago, the same problems existed of premium backlogs. So what are the issues that pertain in terms of cash flow to the speedy delivery of premiums? Secondly, where is the raw data? Jamie has presented a very interesting and provocative series of facts. People here have a different point of view about those facts. I'd like to see what the raw data is in terms of what it actually says. And finally, I'd like to say to those who are opposed to the present majority, where are your plans? Where's your analysis of what has gone on for the past 10 years? Because you've been in charge. And this is what we objectively see as what happened. So where's your solution?
Okay, your time is up. Thank you.
I don't want to hear that.
The time is up for this item. Sorry. Now, Andrea, I know you had a question you wanted to ask. Ask your question now. We'll put it in the mix with these other questions. No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was talking to about a board member. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Andrea.
Okay, so we're going back to the finance report. Thanks.
No, I just want to ask ask your question, and we'll have it answered along with the others. I know you had a question that you wanted to ask.
What is
the question?
I wanted a line item for the CSO. I was concerned about that.
I don't understand the question.
How it's broken down. Line item on the expenses. of the CSO, the Central Services Overhead Charges for the national office.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right. Now try to answer some of the questions. Is Ahmad still here?
Yeah.
Okay, Ahmad, can you come up here? Can you respond to the questions about personnel matters, hiring, firing, and also salaries, and how they are dealt with by this foundation?
Madam Chair, earlier I asked to...
The questions were...
As I jotted them down...
Go ahead.
The questions regarding human resources... It's all right. The questions regarding human resources include a question about the nature of Mr. White's health problem... that's not personnel. There was a question about why was Mr. White fired? About the ethics of Ms. Aaron. About the ethics of Ms. Aaron drawing a salary in this financially difficult time. About the choice of a hotel that refused to house Fidel Castro.
That's not HR.
About permanent positions for the CFO and GM. About qualifications from the IED. Would you like to start with those?
There was also the question of posting of permanent positions.
So the posting of permanent positions, let me start with that. The LSB has the charge of developing. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. We know you
don't know the rules. So here you go. So in reference to the posting of positions, the LSB has the charge of putting together personnel committees or recruitment committee. I work in turn with them on providing guidance on posting, looking at the job descriptions, looking to make sure that it holds in line with what they're trying to do, not only with Pacifica, but their individual stations. That is. Okay, so I'm not doing that. But I'm not doing that.
But you didn't post the wake up call position. You didn't post any of the other positions.
Point of order.
Now there's a point of order. You were given 15 minutes to ask questions. We're answering the questions.
That was one of their questions, Madam Chair.
I can only answer what I'm responsible for. Right. So that answers the GM piece, or the program director piece. In reference to the... IED or the ED and the CFO, the National Committee has a personnel committee that takes care of that.
There's a union contract, brother. There's a union contract. That defines a process.
I don't think that was one of the questions.
One of the questions was the GM and the CFO serving concurrently and ability to perform in both capacities.
That happened before I came on board, and that was a decision that you all need to rectify before I came on board. When I came on board, that position was in place. I understand that at one point that had been done before, and I believe it was somebody out of WPFW, and he stepped down. He was either the board member and the executive director, but he stepped down from one or the other. I can't remember his name. It was Ambrose. I don't remember the name. But yeah, that's something you all need to work out.
I don't know if this is in your purview, but there was a question about the ethics of our IED drawing a salary.
That would be a board decision. That was not a personnel and board decision. That would be not my preview.
Okay.
I wasn't here, right?
All right.
Okay. Well, let me answer it.
But you can't.
I can answer what I can answer. If I can't answer it, I'll tell you that. Then you need to ask them that question.
Ahmad, questions asked. Yeah.
Don't discuss. We don't discuss.
Questions about I.O. Harrington and Bernard White's firing.
You know, if the audience,
I do not answer the person. I do not answer personnel confidential matters. I don't do that.
Thank you, Ahmad. Thank you, Ahmad. We're gonna continue. Okay. All right, can we please come to order? It seems that, thank you. It's working. Yeah, we're getting a, okay. We're going to continue now. We're done with this question and answer period. We're going to continue with the agenda for the meeting. The next.
Grace.
Okay.
Grace.
We're going to take a 10-minute break.
Grace.
That's it for a 10-minute break. Be seated. Directors, please be seated. We're going to resume the meeting. The break is over. Okay. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to go to the General Manager and Local Station Board reports. We're going to have LaVarne Williams as the Interim General Manager of KPFK give her report now. Okay. Go ahead, LaVarne.
Good afternoon. My name is LaVarne Williams. I'm the interim general manager for the Pacifica Foundation. Today is Saturday, July the 25th, 2009, and this is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board. Again, my name is LaVarne Williams, and I'm going to present a report for WBAI 99.5 FM. Thank you for listening, and please, we will go through just a recent information activities of the WBAI station. So I'll start now. Again, WBAI FM is located in New York City. We have staff, we have the PNB board here, and they're all eager to hear the report, as I am, just to kind of give a brief rundown of some of the things that have been happening at the station here in New York, WBAI 99.5 FM. I'd like to first say thank you to all the listeners who have contributed to the station, who have actually sent in checks, have called me, and I've tried to return all the calls, but have called and contributed to the station, and really as a contribution to Pacifica and to what many people believe is a change in the station that's more successful. And first, I'd like to say is that I'll tell you about an experience I had on Tuesday morning, starting off. I saw the building manager, Mr. Vogel. And Mr. Vogel, when he greeted me, he said, well, I asked him how things were going, and he basically said, well, things are going pretty well. There are all these checks coming in now. And his business manager for Silverstein Properties, who's the landlord, wanted to know. She was remarking about the fact that there were checks coming in, so she asked Mr. Vogel, why was this? And Mr. Vogel said, a change in management. And that's what has happened. There's been a change in management at WBAI. We were about to be evicted. We actually received an eviction notice on March the 30th of this year. And at that time, the general manager was asked about contingencies for that situation. And right before that time, as the interim CFO, I called the building manager, called Silverstein Properties to understand, to let him tell us how far behind we were in rent. And at that time, they faxed to me and showed that we were $132,000 behind in rent at that time. And we subsequently found out that we had been $132,000 behind in rent in December also, and that we had received 2 3-day notices to quit, one in December and one in March. So when Mr. Vogel said there was a change in management, he was very happy. We're very happy because We, this Pacifica National Board, value WBAI-FM. We value the property. We will not allow, allow this valuable asset. It was a gift to us, but as a gift, this current board value this gift. And as I reported in my interim and in my interim CFO position, that we are now at the position of the problems, letting the enemy face the problems to come. And that's where we are right now. And right now, that's exactly where we are right now. We're at the position where a board member from KPFA in 2005, when the problems of BAI were beginning to mount, as Jamie Ross pointed out earlier in his presentation, the financial problems were beginning to mount. And this board member said that he would let the enemies face the problems to come. And those problems are now. As Jamie pointed out, this year we're operating at a loss. We have a serious cash flow problem at the network. And many of these problems are the the root of these problems are in WBAI. And I will proceed in terms of where we are now. That's where we are then. But this is where we are now, and this is where we're going forward. So just briefly, at WBAI, this is the year of the local station board elections. And the local station board elections are part of this democratic process here at the Pacifica National Board. And this board has held elections. A new majority was put on the national board in January. And this board has acted to try to correct this downside at WBAI. And that's what we're doing. So with the local station board elections are on again, and the station WBAI is working with the local election supervisor, Ethan Young. They have produced and aired cards in support of the nomination process that ended on July 15th. And the station continues to work with Ethan Young, the local election supervisor, to make this election successful. And that's what democracy is about. Democracy, you vote the person in, a majority gets in, and that is exactly what has happened at this time. And now let's just talk about the Summer Fun Drive. We'd like to tell everyone that there is a Summer Fun Drive coming up, and it's coming up on August the 3rd. And as we prepare for this fun drive, I would like to point out, and the staff has asked me to point out, that we have not had a fun drive for 2 months. And this is an exception, because over the last few years, WBAI, as was pointed out, has been in the position of not only having extended fun drives, but also having fun drives every other month. So again, as I said before, I'd like to thank the listening audience, thank everyone for their tremendous support of WBAI and supporting the mission and making this the station that it has been in the past. So the other item that we have, whether current or recent project, is that the Judge Sonia Sotomayor confirmation hearings. WBAI carried it live, and at the end of the hearings, what has happened is that WBAI, Hugh Hamilton, and also Howard Jordan have both provided analysis at the conclusion of those hearings for that day. And I must say that it's very insightful, very good, and also it shows that WBAI and carrying this live, that we are connected to the community. That Judge Sotomayor is a native of New York, and the WBAI wanted to show our appreciation and for the community that supports her by carrying these hearings live and by providing analysis by WBAI programmers so that they will know about, they will get the local flavor and the facts in terms of from the local station, from BAI.